Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Sota Membeis, Sota 42a, pagination is 83, starting from the Mishnah of the new Perek, about midway on the page. Mashuach Milchama. There was a certain Kohen who was designated in his status of being anointed. He had the position of being the Kohen of battle. He was the person who gave the speech of inspiration and guidance before the Jewish people would go into battle. Part of what he said, Parshas Shoftim, is V'omar Aleihem, he would say to them, Shema Yisrael, listen Yisrael, you are going into battle today, al oyevechem, on your enemy. The Mishnah comments, v'lo alacheichem. What he was trying to say was, understand that this battle is not a battle against your brothers. It's not a civil war, where ultimately, if you fell into their hands, they would have rachmanos, mercy on you. It's a battle against an enemy, a violent people who would not have mercy, and you should put that in perspective. An extreme example of this I saw in the Discovery Seminar source book. They have a quote from Hitler, Yimach Shemo, which goes, it is true, we are barbarians. To us, it's an honorable title. And the contrast, which the Kohen wanted to bring out, was very stark. You're dealing with people who are going to pay tribute to their gods and their perspectives, and they're going to have their own way of doing things. And you have to appreciate what kind of battle you're going into. On the second of the widest lines, Ki Hashem Elokeichem haholech imachem, because Hashem, your God, is going with you into this battle. Heim ba'in b'nitzchono shel basav adam, they are coming in, trying for the success of humanity, of their perspectives, ve'atem bo'im b'nitzchono shel makom, and you're coming with the success that comes from Hashem. And the Mishnah cites a specific example, which is going to be the theme of the Gemara. Pelishtim ba'u b'nitzchono shel Golyas. The Pelishtim came attributing their projected success to Goliath, the giant, this humongous warrior who kept taunting the Jewish people in the time of King Shaul. Mahaya Sofo, what was his end? L'sof nochfal b'cherev, eventually David slay him, v'naflu amo, and the nation, v'naflu imo, and they fell, the Pelishtim fell with him. Now, before we get to David and Goliath, the Gemara here on Amud Aleph has one more comment that I think is very relevant to our theme this morning. Four lines up. Va'omar aleihem Shema Yisrael. One of the things that the Kohen said was Shema Yisrael, which at first glance just means hear Israel. He's making an announcement to them. But the Gemara picks up on it and says he chose those words because those are buzzwords in the Jewish people, and they allude to Shema Yisrael, the affirmation of faith. Maishana Shema Yisrael, why did he use those words? Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochi, Rabbi Yochanan taught, Amar Lohen HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Yisrael. Hashem is giving a message through this Kohen to the Jewish people. These are the words recorded in Torah that the Kohen should say. Afilu lo kiyamtem ala kriyashma shacharis va'arvis, even if you only fulfilled Shema, the mitzvah, in the morning and at night, iyatem nimsarim biyadam, that alone makes you worthy that you shouldn't fall into the hands of the enemy. Rashi in Chumash mentions this. Just the mitzvah of Shema Yisrael, the affirmation of faith, would be enough, even though you don't have other significant merit. That's the pasuk that we like to quote from the words of Hallel, Gemara in Psachim. Dalosi, I am weak, velin Yehoshia, but it's appropriate for you, Hashem, to help me. And the Gemara elaborates, Dalosi, I'm weak in mitzvahs, avali no'el lehoshia l'cho ani, because I am loyal to you, it's appropriate for you to help me. Loyalty alone can save the day. Now, there is another tradition, going into battle, that the Yorei V'racha Levov, the weak of heart, who was sent back from the battlefront, was a person who talked inappropriately during davening, which is serious, but it does seem to be somewhat contradictory with this other comment. Even if you have the mitzvah of Shema, you'll be saved. On the other hand, if you talked inappropriately, if you did some inappropriate things, you already have reason to fear in the battlefield. And I believe that both are true as messages for us. A person has to live with the attitude that Shema alone, my loyalty to Hashem, gives me the rights to be tachon. On the other hand, we can't do the equivalent of resting on our laurels. Great, I said Shema, so I don't have to do anything else. A person has to be constantly in a state of growth, trying to be better, to the point that even some small indiscretion would be considered something that has to be attended to and improved. And a person's attitude is, this alone leaves me flawed and has to be corrected. The Gemara on Amud Beis develops this theme of David and Goliath in that showdown described in the book of Shmuel, Aleph, Perek Yud Zayin, chapter 17. And the Gemara quotes the pasuk, Vayigash ha-Pelishti hashkem v'ha-arev, about a third of the way down on the page. The Pelishti, Goliath, would come to taunt the Jewish people every morning and every night. Omar Rabbi Yechanan taught, Kedei levatlon mikriyash mashachris va'arvis, to try to disturb their reading of Shema in the morning and at night. And he purposely timed himself because he was trying to weaken their kavana during Shema. And if we don't have a clue what the role of Shema in battle is, then we would totally miss this point. But on Amud Aleph, which is the Gemara we just mentioned, Shema Yisrael, the Kohen's message to the people, was the power of Shema when going into battle. And we have this often, that the enemy knew our spiritual attributes, our success merits, and they tried to infringe on that. Vayisyatzev arboim yom, he did this 40 days. Omer Rabbi Yechanan said, Kineged arboim yom shenitna behem Torah, he was trying to correspond to the 40 days in which Torah was given. Moshe studied Torah with Hashem for 40 days, and Goliath was trying to counteract that, so to speak, create a different system of 40 days. And again, that's the theme that I mentioned as we began, that the Jewish people are trying to bring spirituality and greatness and godliness to our physical existence, and there are others who are trying to counteract the message of Torah and morality, and they would say, quite blatantly, perhaps, we are barbarians. We're creating a different system other than Torah, other than the morality given from Hashem. Now, the Gemara develops this by essentially informing us that from where Golias was coming, this is not so out of line. Vayetze ish habenim. The person came out. Why is he called benim? Rabbi Yechanan Amar, Rabbi Yechanan explained, bar meya papi v'chad nani. He was a person who was the child, so to speak. He was the result of 100 people being with his mother and one actual father. But the result of a very immoral night. And that, the Medrash tells us, is referring to Orpah, the sister of Rus, who decided to move away from Naomi and go out on her own. And apparently on that night, she had a tremendous craving. She was dropped from her relationship with Naomi and Torah, and she had a craving, a terrible craving. And she made herself available in an act of a behavior, wild, lawless craving, to 100 men. And to a certain extent, that's where Golias is coming from. The Gemara points out that in Shmuel Beis, Orpah is called Harpah, and therefore asks, so why was she known as Orpah to us? And the Gemara answers, Shakol Orfim Osa Me'achareha, because the word Arufa means from the back. It means backwards. We find it by Petech Amar Va'arafto, to chop the animal, instead of doing Shechita from the inside, where it's soft, they chopped from the back. Egla Arufa was chopped from the back. Likewise, Orpah was having relations from her back, as opposed to conventional. Obviously, the one that was the father was conventional, but it was a lawless night, a wild experience, presumably resulting from her craving, from her drop from spirituality. And this is where Golias is coming from. The Gemara states, Amar Rab Yitzchak, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem looked at this confrontation on the battlefield between David and Golias and said, Yavau b'nei haneshuka, the ones who gave the kiss, outward affection, meaning Orpah, but she disengaged, she wasn't loyal, those children will come, the yiplu b'yad b'nei hadivuka, and they will fall in the hands of the one who clung to Naomi with loyalty, the children of Rus and that nation, the Jewish people. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.